Now, there's been a really interesting and quite hyped report out this week that the coronavirus can live on cash for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's long been suspected that that is the case. But one wonders whether or not these sorts of speculations under lab conditions, Australian researchers discovering that the coronavirus can live up to 28 days on cash and other common surfaces at about room temperature. So there are lots of ifs, buts and maybes here. But this coronavirus research, I wonder if it's going to accelerate the end of cash. Certainly in South Africa, we're a cash society. You just got to look at the pictures posted of the beneficiaries of many of the scams that have happened around PPEs, and you see these people with wads of cash. And certainly we do know that the Guptas like to pay in cash. So there's a very substantial cash economy in South Africa, but are we going more digital? Commercial Director at Payflex is Derek Sykes on the line to us from Sandton this evening. Have we seen more digital transactions versus cash transactions than this time last year, Derek?
Evening, Bruce, and evening to your listeners. Two quick things. You speak about the coronavirus hanging around on cash for up to 28 days. My son's at a school in the north here, and we had an interesting incident. The kids aren't allowed to play soccer, but they were allowed to play cards. In the school, and playing cards, turns out five of the kids ended up passing the coronavirus around. Now, whether that was on the back of the cards or because they were sitting too close, no one really knows, but it might have been from a different scenario. But, you know, the threat is out there, and I think there are a number of interested parties who would like to jump onto the bandwagon and make sure that people believe it that way. So to answer your question around, have we seen more digital transactions taking place, more cashless transactions taking place? I think the obvious answer is yes. For a good 3 months, people weren't allowed to go out. And online trade ballooned and blossomed massively. So yes, there's definitely been more contactless or cashless transactions taking place.
Now, one wonders whether or not this is the beginning of a new trend, or whether or not this is simply because necessity meant that we couldn't do cash anywhere. And I was looking back at my own transaction habits, and I think I've only drawn cash 3 times in the last 7 months or something. It just haven't had the need for it. The few transactions that I have carried out have been, you know, card and virtual payments.
Absolutely. So Bruce, for a long while now, there's been a number of different players who've been trying to get into the whole transaction market. It's an exceptionally lucrative market in the world because obviously, you know, in South Africa alone, there's trillions of rands that move around on a daily basis. Internationally, there's trillions of dollars moving around. And so there's lots of companies out there that see this as a great space to get into in terms of building new businesses. So, you know, initially in South Africa, we had guys like Zappa and SnapScan who got into this QR code space with your phones. Then, you know, you've got the likes of Apple, Samsung, Garmin, who are all launching their devices or rolling out devices that can allow you to make payment on a contactless way using your phone without a card. So there's a lot of interested parties in the space that are driving that. And then in the near future, I can only imagine we're going to see more and more coming out from the likes of Vodacom and MTN in terms of their mobile wallets, also trying to drive the same kind of thing. So it's a very exciting space. And I think the coronavirus, or at least the lockdown process in South Africa, has allowed enough time to transpire for people to start changing their behaviors. For people who travel a lot, overseas, contactless payment, like in Australia, for example, is ubiquitous. But in South Africa, cash has always been king, as you said. But now, I think there's been enough time and enough ways that people have been pushed into using contactless payment or online payments.
I wonder if we in South Africa are as cognizant of the potential risk of transmission of COVID-19 on banknotes. I'm not too sure that we think about it as actively as perhaps nanny states do.
No, I don't think, Bruce, I think you're right there. I think as a common man in the streets, we don't think about it on that from that perspective. But I think corporate governance and the way big corporates have taken the responsibility of making sure that they're not party to being a major driver of the coronavirus in a particular environment. You know, they're getting their staff to work from home. They're making corporate decisions that drive particular behavior or ways shoppers will engage with them. I think that in itself is kind of leading people to a more cashless environment. So certainly that level is helping the change, not necessarily just being consumer-led. I think it's more retailer or merchant-led in terms of the change.
And also, I mean, when internet banking started, it was internet banking. You had to go to your computer. You had to fire up your modem. You had to log on. You had to then dial up with that dreadful high-pitched squeal onto the internet, could eventually download a page on your bank, and maybe you'd pay your bills that way. Nowadays, it's just become so stupidly simple and terrifyingly simple. You can do it one-handed while, I don't know, skateboarding. I don't skateboard, but I'm assuming skateboarders can multitask and could do their banking while doing something like that.
Absolutely. You know, Bruce, in the States, Amazon were the first to introduce what they called Amazon One Click, which basically meant when you signed up for Amazon Prime, you set up your account, you put in all your account details, they have all the security around that. And then anytime you purchased anything in future on an Amazon platform, you would just simply click purchase and it would process the transaction in the background. You know, we process something similar in South Africa with our clients, which allows them the security. So there is lots of innovation in that space that allows people to transact that much quicker and that much more securely at the end of the day, because you're not passing that credit card information backwards and forwards.
Yet there is a joy in cash. If you asked my kids whether they would like to play the credit card Monopoly game or whether they would like to play old-fashioned Monopoly with banknotes, they'll take the banknotes. There's something still very attractive about the foldy, crisp nature of a banknote. I'm not sure that it's dead anytime soon, certainly not yet. And we're a country that's only just now discontinuing checkbooks, much to Tito Mboweni's horror. He was delivered one the other day. His bank. But, you know, for people like my parents and others, they're devastated losing the check. But, I mean, that is the world into which we're headed. We're just not doing it very fast in South Africa.
No. That is very true. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One of the reasons is that we have a massive cash economy in terms of in the townships, in the spaza stores, in the informal markets. And that's not going to go away in a rush. In South Africa right now, we've got round about, just 1.8 trillion rands worth of retail transactions that happen on an annual basis. And those transactions are partly being done in cash and partly being done electronically. I think there's still the, kind of security of knowing that your cash is your cash, and not entrusting it to a bank. We see a lot of reticence against the banks as a whole in the younger generation now. You know, as an example, credit cards are on a decline, but debit cards are on an increase. More and more people, we saw an interesting stat the other day coming out of Google. People are more likely to Google how to cut up your credit card than they are to Google how to open a credit card. There's those kind of things that are happening in the market. But at the end of the day, I think cash is still king. It's still going to be around. I don't think you're going to have the scenario where it's one or the other. It will always be both. There will always be place for both of those things in the market. But I do think, and we have seen, that online transactions and contactless payments have made a major leap in the last 5 to 6 months in South Africa in particular.
Derek Sykes, thank you very much. The commercial director at PayFlex this evening on The Money Show.